Now, pet. Still sliding deeper. Time to go down. Practice your trance exercises. The ability to go into trance, flexing your mental muscles, is just like flexing any other set of muscles. So occasionally you need that bit of exercise. First, specific ways that hypnotists have learned to help people visualize and experience trance. There are, of course, many different aspects of trance, ranging from the difficulty of achieving amnesia to difficulty with visualizing and experiencing various things, or drawing them forth from the memory, all the way up to simple issues. The simple issue that sometimes arises with people needing to be able to trust, let go, establish rapport, relax. So, we're going to do simple exercises to tackle each of these on your way to supreme deepness. The steps are simple. Allow yourself to hear my voice. And you may feel relaxation taking hold even more deeply now that you've gone down this far through ordinary progressive methods which move you forward. So first, just breathe deep. Relax. Exist in this place. Be deep. Allow yourself to enter a state that everyone is familiar with. A lot of the best parts of trance are encompassed in that ability to just access the reservoir of simple hypnotic ability and phenomena that are everyday in their scope. You know, the meditative aspects we all go through, or the simple zoning out of doing something repetitive and allowing our mind to wander. Breathe deep. You have it in you to process memory, to know how to drive somewhere without it being an interminable chore. Many other things as well. Combinations of word and deed that are automatic. And that ability is retained. The ability to enter trance is part of your tool set. The set of tools we use to make it through the day. To retain and tolerate the busy world. And pleasure and enjoyment necessarily flow from the same tools. It's part of what allows us to truly relax. In your case, and at this time, all I ask you to do, right at this moment, is relax deeply. That's not the same as doing nothing. Focus on things we so often allow to pass unnoticed. Relax deeper. Breathe and listen. And drift. That same drifting which comes to mind when a repetitive task or familiar drive is at your hands and you are preoccupied, yet paying enough attention to do each thing correctly. Properly. A proper process, carrying you deeper, as everything focuses on that pivot point between the conscious and the subconscious. During hypnosis, you do let yourself become the fulcrum, the point at which the mind pivots. Things flow through you without changing the fulcrum, but you change the thoughts that pass through you while you're practicing hypnotic trance. The thoughts which transition through your mind are different at the other end, because you are learning to add things to that tool set, to the machinery of the mind which intrinsically ties in with every little part of you, with every thought that enters and then exits your mind. We are made up of our memories, processed through the machinery of ourselves, which sometimes needs some honing, some training, some enhancement. That's what meditation for self-improvement is all about. But it's also what hypnotic trance is about, allowing me to do a little refining to be the mechanic here to guide, but an informed and informing assistant to a mind that has functioned very well up till now, and perhaps will function even better at certain tasks when we are done. It's simple, it's easy, and it's helpful, and it feels good. That's why people enjoy doing this kind of thing. Listening, relaxing, enjoying the moment. So good. Letting themselves ease down. As I should hope you have by now, begun to feel pleasure, bliss, utter relaxation in the process of allowing my words to take you to a previously unregarded depth, a sense of deepness, painting a mental picture of enjoyment, relaxation, and night-night pet. Deeper and lower. Hypnosis is all about training and practice. The ease of doing something that you should have come to you as naturally as breathing, but that you are being conditioned slowly toward. Hypnosis, the act of trying to make your life a little easier by giving access, by increasing a cord between conscious and subconscious, and by heightening the pleasure of rapport and interaction with a trusted intermediary, a kind of access that we've learned not to have. And that's why taking you down deeper as you relax with me, taking you down deeper as you breathe, relax and breathe, breathe and drift, drift and relax. Let those words fixate in your head and relax and breathe, breathe and drift, drift and relax. Let each word enter your mind as other words that you hear do, but let them settle there, forming a foundation, a new understanding of hypnotic trance. Because by the end of this, you might find that, whenever you hear those words, drift and relax and breathe, the words so often associated with this pleasurable trance, it adds to what you are undergoing. A phrase you might hear a lot of hypnotists use is the increasing depth, the speech of your progressive relaxation. That's a language you might hear often, but understanding exactly what it means helps to assist us in our ongoing trance. Relax deeper. Remember that phrase, drift and relax, breathe and drift. And as you go deeper, allow those words to fill your mind, to become what you fixate on, as if you fixated on a single point, and let it expand to fill your vision. Breathe and drift, relax and breathe, drift and relax, in a circle of slow, drifting, dropping, drooping pleasure. And the lower you go, the better you will feel. That's just natural. As things which obstruct and distract fall away, until eventually you reach a point where you can just smile and relax and feel trance residing, taking hold, knowing that when I say, relax and breathe, breathe and drift, drift and relax, or any other common, comfortable word intended to aid your deepness, you will deepen. And as you deepen, you may notice the increasingly pleasurable feelings, or they may simply pass unregarded, traveling directly into your hindbrain, and aiding you, even as they aid me, in our shared goal. The better you feel, the better things go. And that serves us both. So, the trance becomes easier. Now, a little exercise. There are only a few key areas of trance in order to have a rudimentary tool set. Tools in the toolbox of control over your subconscious mind through allowing direction, guided meditation. One of those vital areas is the ability to simply enter trance and go deep. To undergo induction, deepening, the language of relaxation, which must be both soothing and direct, with undertones of relaxation and continual themes. As you listen, relax deeper as I explain. Relax and breathe. Breathe and drift. Drift and relax. The deeper down you go, the better you might feel. Because you're understanding that relaxation. It's something that everybody seeks. The further into life you get, the less opportunity you have for relaxing. For the soothing nap or the reassuring time to kick your feet up and take it all in. Those who have the most time tend to have the least stress. Less stress is good for you. And so the ability to relax to a depth unplumbed in normal hypnotic experience is quite a wonderful comfort. That stretching of time associated with increasing depth, a tool that allows us to move beyond the everyday and enter a state where we disregard everything which is not pertinent to the current moment and relax and ease down. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Learning to enter trance starts with this first category of mental exercise. Listen to my voice as I walk you through it a bit. The other two categories, just to assuage your curious but very relaxed mind, are the ability to visualize and draw on past experiences to recreate present, experimental new mindsets, aka hallucination and the ability to forget, or to forget to remember, or to remember to forget, the ability to understand how the subconscious mind enables the discarding of things we don't need at the moment. And why the ability to forget is so useful. Useful for what the mind does when it enters trance, but also for the everyday. As we discuss relaxation, remember, trance is a natural, normal part of what just happens to people in the everyday. The zoning out, the distraction, the process of memorable experience and action without the need to analyze every iota of it. So as you listen to me, as I guide you through understanding depth and how deep you are, understanding why you might be feeling your legs relaxing, your feet becoming warm, your calves becoming warm, your ankles becoming drifty, droopy, relaxed. And if the lower extremities are that far down, what can we say for the higher parts which have been influenced by the mind all that much longer? Each part of your body can become completely and independently relaxed. All it takes is an effort to listen, allow oneself to be guided, and let the stressors and tensions you normally put on your body vanish to be left behind. Vanish to be left on the long trail into depth. When you're out in the world, you have to be aware of your surroundings, ready to respond to things. You can't stand up if your legs and ankles and feet are not tensed and ready in some way, stressed a little. And this is why, when you trance, and you relax, it's always so important to find somewhere comfortable. Ensure that your clothing is not in any way obstructionary. And especially important to relax and breathe. Breathe and drift. Drift and relax and go deeper. See what I mean? The lower you go and the deeper you go, the greater your understanding of trance through experience. As I said, having tension, having the opposite of relaxation, is vital to your survival in the everyday world. However, when you're somewhere safe, and you're undergoing hypnosis, and you've deliberately discharged your obligations in advance, you don't have to worry about any of that. All you do is imagine. Imagine that your stressed body, and every inch of your body is stressed, compared to how it should be when you're under deep hypnosis. Well, envision your tensed, stressed body as a taut string. String being held tightly at either end. When you want to relax, all you need to do is slowly take pressure off one end. You don't even need to relax everything about oneself to discharge all tension. You are simply temporarily letting go of one end, allowing it to dangle loose, limp, relaxed, complete. The string is still being held securely at the other end. If you needed to take hold of this end again, you could of course grasp it. But because this is a deep, peaceful, tranquil trance, there's no need. There is, however, a need. If you are a taut string, like a guitar string or a band across a doorway, when you let go of one end suddenly, it snaps together. When you take one end and gently move it away, you can let it ease down and become loose and limp. Imagine the imagery of that string hanging there dangling, influenced by the breeze, by air currents, by a nearby voice. It could be grabbed again if it needed to be, but it is loose and relaxed. In the case of hypnotic trance, what you're doing is unhinging the string at one end and letting it relax until it just dangles there, loose and limp. And then a breath of air washes across it, like my voice is washing across you. Now that you understand relaxing completely, now that you understand the nature of relaxation and what it's like taking something taut and making it untaut, allowing it to relax, it is still part of you. Still taut, still present, but you know that if you begin to listen to me, it can become very pleasurable to let the tautness of your everyday stress dangle, truly relaxed. Now that you understand taking those individual strings of your consciousness and loosening them slowly, you understand that each individual muscle group, each part of your body that is normally tense, can be relaxed, slowly, moved aside, relaxed out of its tense and guarded state, into an unguarded and relaxed state. And knowing that, it's easy for you to let that happen, to each group in turn. This is what you need to do, each time you enter a state of truly deep hypnosis. Concentrate on letting every part of you become loose, and relaxed, as slowly and delicately as releasing a taut string. And it can be a delicate process, but it is always a rewarding one, because it feels so good to relax. This is a simple, natural trait that is part of what we need to do in order to become relaxed, in order to go under. And the thing is, when you enter hypnotic trance, you need to leave yourself temporarily capable of following meditative advice like this. And the tautness of the string, a guarded process, a self-defense against the rigors of the world, from your feet to your breathing to your mind to everything else. When you allow it to relax, you create an opening for the guiding voice of I assisting you to override the guarding and tautness, to enter and make you understand and help you to actualize some things that don't normally get done or said or experienced because it brings pleasure bliss, euphoria, and it's so tempting. So intensely, absolutely tempting to relax and breathe, and breathe and drift and relax. And the thing is, it's that tempting because it's part of what happens every time you relax. Familiar, comfortable, desirable. And when the everyday tautness, the ordinary guard, moves aside, then you're freed up, allowed the opportunity to move into a wonderful deepness that is essential, to let your muscles relax like an untensing string, hanging limply, subject to drifting air currents and the breeze of the hypnotist's voice. But more than that, you need to be able to let go. Give in to the thoughts of relaxation and pleasure, which tempt you onward and relax you deeply, to go down. When you hear things like night-night pet, or pleasure, to allow yourself into that state where you can drift. And all of this ties together into one neat bundle of hypnotic skill, a toolbox that allows you to become hypnotically pleased, hypnotically bliss, and absolutely deep. Now, as you move deeper into the idea of a hypnotic tool set, of which your subconscious uses various tools to bring greater pleasure to you, move on to the next idea I mentioned. And as we go, exercise that first tool. Focus on your feet, on your calves, on all the tensed strands of your various muscles, even on your chest and your breathing, or on your mind and your thought processes. Envision each as a taut string, which you gently unfix at one end, and allow to slowly ease to the other end, and then drop, to dangle loosely, limp, drifty, drowsy, droopy, open, unguarded, in this place of safety and comfort, before my voice. Doing so is the first and easiest step to the kind of blank deepness which is so often enjoyed, entrained, and utilized for your benefit. As you listen, now, allow yourself to move to the second tool, doing just what I said as you go. Relax things while listening to me, so that by the time we get to the end of our little lesson, you have every inch of yourself absolutely relaxed. Depending on your pace, and how skilled you already are at entering hypnotic trance, it may take only a few moments to let every bit of you become loose, unfixed, untaught. Loose, limp, malleable. Or it may take longer if you want to enjoy a long, luxurious process. But however long it takes, it's perfectly natural, a part of your everyday process. Relaxation is desirable for precisely this reason, that letting ourselves relax allows others to help us, and I'm here to help you. Therefore, sleep deeply and deeper. Use the first tool as we discuss the second, visualization. The most rudimentary tool, once you've managed to enter trance using the first, the tool of accessing your own memories and experiences, and overriding what you would otherwise experience. A lot of people think this isn't something hypnosis can do. Of course, I point them to the whole aspect of the subconscious, which can deceive and allay and allow us to see and imagine and picture and experience things out of memory, things out of place, out of time, and at the direction of I assisting you. Exactly what you would be experiencing, and why and how to let that access your mind, your subconscious changing your perception. Keep working on that first tool. You'll feel lots of pleasure as you relax each bit. Good. The second tool is the one that's common to everyone's repertoire. The ability to visualize and access previous experiences The subconscious uses this tool to control us all the time, reminding us of something unpleasant, so we avoid associated things. Or when our memory throws up a good reason why we should do a particular thing. Or even a particular word or smell or sound, bringing back sensations and memories and emotion and desire. It happens with habits. It happens with conditioning. It's the only societally acceptable type of behavioral conditioning, which even now you might find is suffusing one's mind and body with increasing relaxation. It's a pleasurable experience that one desires to repeat. Certain things feel good. Other things feel bad. Something feels good, and you feel safe, and you can trust the situation. So long as you can trust, it's okay to let the things that feel good change and shift. The nature and importance of hypnosis to emphasize one pleasure and deny another for a time. Substitute memory in place of modern experiences in the now. For example, if you were asked to perceive your body as something else, your mind does the legwork. People have doubts, but obviously you're capable. There are lots of conditions where people see completely different things, where they observe differing phenomena, where they experience things that are not real in the realm of fantasy, memory, imagination, vivid dreaming. There are lots of everyday phenomena, like when people are too tired, when they observe a mirage, when they show what they see, feel, or experience, altering from moment to moment, based on what our subconscious thinks is best, or believes is best. And we can change that belief with concerted, guided, cooperative, safe effort. Ultimately, the mind opens and accepts. Because the subconscious, controlling things that we're not quite aware of, separates below the conscious level and operates there. So if a hypnotist asks you to observe a specific thing, implies or elaborates upon an experience or sensation, those things will slowly be absorbed into the subconscious. Your conscious reaction might just be to relax and breathe and drift. Drift and relax, an endless circle of easy, relaxing pleasure, while the subconscious simply calls up relevant memories, crowds you with fantasy experiences, allows you to experience it. And in that process of accepting, one substitutes. Your eyes tell your mind that they see one thing, and your subconscious substitutes another before your conscious is fully aware. And it simply happens. The subconscious does many things without the conscious mind needing to be aware. It's simple, and a vital part of the hypnotic toolbox that enables you easily to allow a hypnosis file to fill the mind with pleasure, with bliss, with innuendo, with relaxation. The core of the relaxing sensation. And you may find it filling you now. As you relax and allow yourself to visualize, the relaxation you're feeling is a real physical thing, a warm bath wafting from your feet up over your body. Envision it. And in that visualization, that warm wave moving up, link it to the relaxation of untightening the string, your own stress becoming de-stress, the two together for your own benefit. As you do so, envision that warm wave gently unhooking all the strings which residually might remain taut throughout your body, all of the discomfort, leaving you with a body that is loose, relaxed, and very, very ready to sleep. Take that visualization of warm washing water moving over you, coating all the muscles below your neck in relaxation. Make it the template for all the other visualization you'll be asked to undergo, so that when you experience it, It accesses your memory. If you are asked to see yourself differently, then when you look in the mirror, your subconscious interrupts that little message, reminding you of all the little things which look just right to complete the crafted picture. Perhaps your hands trailing over yourself, feeling your hair, your face, whatever's changed. A sudden instruction can cause your mind to access the times when you've thought of other things before, calling them to the surface, your memories of prior experiences, opening the senses, opening the nerves, opening your mind, enjoying hypnosis and letting it happen naturally. All you do is open your mind to experiences that have already occurred. Access them in new ways, letting your subconscious, as you are rendered manipulable and made ready and relaxed and safe, and as I said before, it can alter your perception. People have misunderstandings and see things differently all the time. Hypnosis is in effect you seeing something out of the corner of your eye, and then let it become everything that you see. Imagine that. The second tool, the simple tool, and as you listen, we move to the final tool of letting go. You may have heard the old adage that telling someone to not remember something is useless, and that's quite true. You can't not think of something. But the way you forget things in hypnosis is by filing them. When you go deep, all I need to do is help you, telling you it might feel quite good to not be bothered to remember the exact details of what happened, to allow for surprises, mystery, pleasure, so that when you start to think about what happened and recall, it's just either too much effort, or you, with a nod and a wink, accept that it might be quite more pleasurable. To allow those things to lie by the side of the path, down into trance. Whenever your mind starts to veer toward remembering a particular thing, the subconscious may derail it in a far more pleasurable dip in the road. And that's exactly what happens. That's exactly how it happens. When you're hypnotized and asked to allow something to remain in the realm of hypnosis, the language that could be used is, you may find it pleasurable to remember relaxing, to remember sliding deeply, and let that memory be so prominent, so powerful, that other memories of this trance are set aside. More pleasurable to let the memory of trance fall away, like a dream, whose effects nonetheless remain, whose training and thought processes are nonetheless in you, subconsciously reserved. These are all modes of language, reminding you. The chance to bring yourself into a state where you are surprised by the pleasurable manifestations, the fun, cooperative things which come out of us working together, allowing things to remain in the murky depths of trance, never quite exerting one's mind to retain or retrieve them, instead focusing on the pleasurable results. Essentially, there needn't be a reason except pleasure, relaxation, and it feeling better and better to be blissful, relaxed, and deep, rather than to bother retaining or retrieving, as long as it is safe to do so, as long as you've established that certain things are more fun for you if they're surprising. That's the only kind of amnesia that should be indulged, the kind that is safe, pleasurable, between agreeing partners. The tools of your hypnotic toolbox, within that realm of safety, the ability to slowly relax, the metaphor of untensing, the ability to visualize, the metaphor of a warm bath which untenses your muscles as it passes, and the realization that certain thoughts can simply be left by the side of the path into deepness, and there is no need to go back for them, if progressing will make you more proficient, more relaxed, and a more wonderful manipulator of your own mind at the direction of an assistant. Now, simple, useful tools for better trance, greater relaxation, and the simple accessibility of your mind with the assistance of a willing helpmate. Always and ever trending deeper.